Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. You are listening to NABWIC, the National Association of Black Women in Construction, Blog Talk Radio Show, founded to increase the national awareness of black women in the construction industry. NABWIC is the charge and takes the charge for black women to advocate for further opportunities to its members. Our mission as a core foundation is to strengthen the building blocks of new educational, entrepreneurial, professional, and social network connections. The vision of NABWIC is to build long-lasting strategic partnerships with first-rate organizations and individuals that will provide groundbreaking and innovative solutions for black women in construction and their respective communities. We invite you to call or text or email family, business associates, or friends and tell them that we are on the air right now, or they can join us on the internet by logging in to www.blogtalkradio.com/NABWIC or by phone at 714-459-3918 and press 1 to join our conversation with questions or comments.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Today is July the 12th, 2017, and my name is Robin Donaldson, and I am your host for today's NABWIC Talk. And as our guest, we have Mr. Ben Walker. I'm very pleased that you took out the time to be on our show. I would like to first give a little background on Ben, who is the founder and CEO of Byers Point, which is a leading source of low-voltage wall plates and accessories. He holds an MBA from Oklahoma State University and has studied business management at the undergraduate level. There's one thing in particular about Ben's bio that really struck a chord, and it was that he started the company with only $50. So this is where we have the topic or the name of this particular interview, which is $50 in a dream. So with that being said, Mr. Ben, I would like for you to introduce yourself, and then we can get started.
Well, yeah, first, thank you for having me. I'm really excited about being here. I really like the name you sent over to me, $50 in a dream. I think that does kind of accurately put the situation. For me, I guess starting the company 7 years ago, started with basically $50, and I think that he did some more about that. So it was not only with the $50, but I was actually fresh out of college, flat broke. Okay. And so it actually took me 3 months to save just that $50 to start the company. 3 months later, I started the company. I actually purchased my first inventory, my first item, and then basically sold that item, realized the gain on it, and then basically just kept reinvesting that money until we're at the point now the company is now.
Wonderful, wonderful. I also noticed that you have more than 100,000 customers worldwide, and last year you saw over $700,000 in revenue. That is very commendable. A question, what separates you from your competition?
I think the biggest thing that separates myself from the competition is that even though we're growing, we're doing well, we still try to focus on being a startup company. We still feel like every day is day one, as Jeff Bezos would say at Amazon. And so we operate a business like that. And what I mean is that we constantly listen to our customers. We don't think that we're big. We don't try to act like we're big. We're constantly seeing what the market wants and addressing what the market wants. Unlike, I think, what some other competitors do, I don't think they're complacent, but what ends up happening is they find a foundation of items. They just keep selling those items. They never innovate. For us, we're always looking to figure out what we can do to address the current need of the market now. And so that's what I think separates us from the competition. And then build on that even a little bit more, we try to hold at least 3 months of inventory on hand. So say you come to us and you want to buy a bunch of wall plates for a project, and say you need 100 wall plates for a project. Well, say you get on the project, you have a strict timeline, because probably doing some kind of construction. You get out there and say one of the wall plates breaks, or the defect, whatever reason, electronics, it happens, but for whatever reason, you need another wall plate, you can call us or send us an email, and if you're local, we can have somebody bring another wall plate out there to you. You guys might pick it up, or if you're anywhere else in the world that we ship to, we can ship it out the very next day to you, and so that you don't have that delay in your schedule. I think that really separates us from the competition.
Awesome. What primary areas is your business focusing on now?
Yeah, so I'm really excited about that. So for the last 7 years, we've mostly been online. And so we sell through our website, through Amazon, Walmart, Jet, eBay, all the major online platforms. Now we're really starting to get to two different segments of the business. We're looking to, one, get into more building a business-to-business relationship with our customers. We have a new website that's going to be launching at the end of this month of July 2017. Really excited about that. And with that new website, we're going to focus on the B2B aspect of the business, where if you're a current customer or even a new customer, to make this process as seamless as possible, you'll be able to go to our website, set up a business account. You'll automatically get business pricing, so you don't have to come back and negotiate with us. You'll have the business pricing based on the quantity you purchase. You can input your POs directly into the website, and then we'll get the stuff shipped out to you either the same day or the next day without even having to call somebody, without having to speak with anyone. That process is extremely simple, so it saves you time, but it also makes it easier for you. However, if you do want to talk with someone or call someone, that option is still available to you. We're just really excited about making a platform that makes it as easy as possible to get the products and the items you need as quick as possible. The second part of it we're excited about is that we're looking more here in the local Tampa market, been here, getting more into construction. And so since we only do products, we're really trying to figure out a way to tap into that construction market. And we realize is that we need to partner with more people that do what we do. So we're reaching out to different installers to partner with them to go into some of these larger construction contracts and say, hey, not only can we offer our products that we think are that will spec well, but we also want to partner with you as an installer to make sure that we can both go into these products together and win together.
I love the concept. Teamwork makes the dream work.
Absolutely.
Okay, so what new areas have you seen your products being utilized?
It's the craziest thing. Like, I think it goes back to us always innovating and always listening to the customer. Every time we think we know what our customers want, they always do something that is so unique with the product. And so an area that we're seeing a lot of our products being used is now is we're seeing them outdoors. We're seeing people that, especially summertime is here, they're installing our wall plates outdoors instead of running cables to their house. They're able to install our wall plates on the outside of their house to do their entertainment centers outside. Mm-hmm. We're seeing stuff in kitchens now where instead of having to play music or something in your living room, they're able to install our wall plates inside their kitchen, plug their phones, plug up their speakers directly into the kitchen wall, and play music in the kitchen. But the biggest thing that's starting to amaze me is RVs. We have several large RV manufacturers buying our wall plates to put them as standard products in their RVs. We have other ones that are doing renovations on the RVs that are installing our wall plates on their RVs. So when they go camping or somewhere or go traveling somewhere, instead of once again having one of those cables, they have the wall plates already installed inside their RVs where they're able to plug in their devices right there outside and they're good to go.
We are so excited to have you listening to NABWIC, the National Association of Black Women in Construction Blog Talk Radio Show. Please call, text, or email family, business associates, or friends and tell them that we are on the air right now. Or they can join us on the internet by logging in to www.blogtalkradio.com/NABWIC. Or by phone at 714-459-3918 and press 1 to join our conversation with questions or comments. Please follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Don't forget to follow us by liking our page and post your questions or comments. NABWIC's intent is to always go into the high schools and colleges to encourage our young black girls and women to enter into the construction industry and to take interest into the STEM programs that are offered. We encourage you to listen to this show or past shows on the internet by logging in at www.blogtalkradio.com/NABWIC. Thank you, and we're back.
So for our listeners, can you explain exactly what a low voltage wall plate? I mean, you did touch on it when you were talking about outside entertainment, but if you can really give us some more insight on exactly what is this plate?
Yeah, I get it all the time, right? Like, what are you talking about? So the best way to think about it is whenever you're in any kind of construction or any kind of building period, your house, at an office building, anywhere, the wall plate is what you plug in your devices into. So if you plug in like your AC outlet, you plug into your laptop or your desktop computer, those outlets are going to be high voltage because they're going to be actually high electricity. Low voltage is going to be things like your data connection. Like if you were to plug in your your Cat 5 connection from your computer into the wall. So that actual physical plate that you're plugging that into is a wall plate.
It's a wall plate.
And that's what I sell. And we sell the low voltage of that. And so it's going to be the data connections or any kind of audio video. From the audio standpoint or audio video standpoint, if you go into pretty much any house that has a computer or not computer, a TV installed on the wall, if you look behind that TV, you'll actually see like these wall plates where cables are being run through them, and those are going to be the low voltage wall plates that we sell.
I understand. So what excites you about the future of your business?
What's really exciting is that we're still growing. Every day we wake up excited to go. There's so many opportunities out there. We just now reached out to, we're going into Canada to start selling our products. Then we'll be going overseas sometime later on in the year. Also from the online standpoint, even though we all heard of Amazon is growing quite well, we're really still in the infancy right now. Amazon and online sales still make up less than 10% of retail sales. They're growing at a more than 10% clip every single year. And so we foresee our online business segment to still be growing at very healthy rates for years to come. And then at the local market, especially here in the Tampa and the Florida area period, we see a lot of growth down here. We see construction all over the place. So we're really excited to partner with some local businesses here to get our wall plates out there. We have a saying that we don't care if you buy one or 1,000, as long as you buy them from us.
Okay, I love it. I totally love it. Actually, we need to tweet that. Tweet it. Okay, the next question I had, noticing in your bio that you are a member of NABWIC, which is the National Association of Black Women in Construction. How did that come about?
So we actually, that's funny you asked that. So I had a friend that was passed randomly a while ago and told me about the organization. And I was like, well, you hear that a lot being in business. You hear the joint organization. You're like, well, I don't know. It's going to be worth it, quite frankly. And so then I actually met you, Robin, a little while ago, maybe 2 months ago. And you were telling me about it. And crossing paths with you and talking with you, I realized that you were the kind of person that doesn't mess around. And so I said, you know what? Let's do this. We went to a meeting with NABWIC. The first meeting, I was blown away. It was clear. The chair came in. You guys didn't waste any time. It was like, here's what's going on. Here's what you need to do. Any questions? Okay, questions. Here's my number. Let's go. And it was like, let's go to battle. We're going to war here. And so that passion and that focus to not waste time and get things done is what I love about the organization.
And also, I noticed that you are very active in advocating societies, including FAP, which is the 5508. Can you give us some insight on that?
Yeah, so I think it's really more from a personal standpoint. For me personally, if I'm successful and it's just me, I don't think that matters. I think what matters is if I can help other people be successful around me, if I can help the community be successful, I think that's what really matters. And so for me, no, I'm not filthy rich. No, I'm not a scientist or engineer. What my skill set is, I'm really, really good at being able to sell products online. That is what I can do. And because of that, I think I can help a lot of businesses and a lot of people that maybe don't have the traditional businesses. For example, if you're retired, maybe you can't get a traditional job. If you're an ex-con or a felon, maybe you can't get a traditional job because of your record. However, selling online, no one cares who you are. As long as you provide the product that you say you're going to provide and your customer service is great, they don't care. And so what I've been able to do with businesses here, one business in particular with Gail, with our tax service, she actually reaches out to people that are felons or also people that are retired trying to get additional income. So I teach a class on how to sell online for her class. When it comes to other businesses here that are in the community here, I also reach out to other businesses that are looking to basically come up with another segment of their business. For example, Amarillo Coffee is now looking to sell online. I've worked with Rick Style Labs, getting his suits, his ties, and socks online.
Okay.
Worked with Echelon Computers with her exploring, also selling online. And so what I'm trying to do is basically, I've got this knowledge and skill set, so why not share it?
I think that is wonderful. Can you help me? You're the online guru. Mm-hmm. Thank you. So tell me, what would be your ideal client? I mean, if we're your biggest fans and we're here to help promote your business and the services you provide, who would be the ideal client for you?
It's interesting. I think the ideal client is the person that gives me money. No. No. So really, I think the ideal client is going to be anyone that's, if you're looking at the household, anyone that's doing kind of any house renovations, typically those are going to be the ones that buy from me. In the construction, anyone that's doing like any kind of new construction, so if you're going to be a low voltage installer on new construction, you'll be a client of mine. Really, anyone that's doing some kind of renovation or reconstruction is going to be a client. We have a lot of hotels that are that buy our products that when they renovate their hotels and put in the latest technology, they start putting our technology in there because it gives it a really clean look. And so really, anyone that's in the renovation or pre-construction phases, those are going to be our clients.
Wonderful, wonderful. I have one last question. Well, maybe not the last question, but I have a question.
Okay.
What advice would you give to someone starting their own business who may not have all the money that it takes? What advice would you give?
Don't quit. I always say, people ask me what separates me from the competition, and one thing that also does separate me from the competition and anybody else is that when it comes to hard work, your competition will disappear. I promise you that. A lot of people say they want to be successful, but a lot of people are not willing to put in the grind, the grit to make it happen. So if you don't have much money, it took me 3 months to save $50. You can do it. Save that $10 or $12 a month until you get there, save the money to do the first product. But just the biggest thing is don't quit. Keep powering through it. I promise you, if you keep powering through it, your competition will eventually fail. Another thing is going to be, that's pretty straightforward. Yeah.
Okay. Wonderful. You know, Ben, I reading the bio and having this interview with you, it really has shed a lot of light on who you are, your work ethic, and most definitely the services you offer. So with that being said, did you have any other closing comments or things that you want to say to the listening audience?
No, I'm just want to say thankful for this opportunity. I'm really excited. I'm really looking forward to reaching out to anyone that's interested in our products. You can find us on www.thebuyerspoint.com. You can reach out to me directly at info@thebuyerspoint.com. And I'm just really excited to work with the community here in Florida and abroad. Thanks.
All right. Thank you, Ben, for joining us today. And we'll talk to you soon.
Thank you.
This concludes our show. Thank you for listening to NABWIC, the National Association of Black Women in Construction. For more information about NABWIC and our membership, please visit us on the web at www.nabwic.org. We are the voice of Black women in construction. Have a great and prosperous day. This concludes our show. Thank you for listening to NABWIC, the National Association of Black Women in Construction. For more information about NABWIC and our membership, please visit us on the web at www.